Welcome to episode 90 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, a member of the Berlin Brigade from 1985 to 1987. Member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army. Welcome. How's everyone doing? Happy 4th of July. I'm recording this on the 4th of July, Independence Day. Didn't make it to the four ring this year, but well, we'll try again real soon. How's your summer going? Hope everything's going well. Hope you're having a great cookout, or you had a great cookout, because I'm posting this after the 4th of July. So as I talk to you, it's already happened. Or as you hear me, it's already happened. But as I'm saying it, it's happening. So I hope you're having a wonderful Independence Day. And I hope you had a great Independence Day. And if you were off before or after, kudos to you. I was out there hustling and grinding. But hey, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. All right, well, let's get started in this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. We're going to talk about, well, recording your own story, parade season again, and our good friend Mark Valley. No, this is not episode 89. This is episode 90. We're continuing on.
Einsteigen bitte.
As you know by now, I am on a personal crusade to get everyone that ever served in the Berlin Brigade, to get their story recorded in their own words for posterity and for their own legacy, your own legacy, your future. Let them know what you did and your part in world history. As I said before, and I will say it again, and you're going to hear me say it again, there will never come a time where an entire city is divided in two and administered by members of four countries with two differing ideological views of how things should be done. It's never going to happen again. Berlin, that's it. That's the only time in world history that's going to happen. And folks, we are the chosen few that were entrusted with doing our part to ensure that the Cold War never turned hot and to win the Cold War, which we did both. So kudos, congratulations. Sure, politicians and world leaders came to Berlin to deliver inspiring and motivational speeches. Celebrities came to show their support, but when they left, we were still there. We remained. We were there in Berlin day in, day out. We did what they only came to promise, what they came to promise would happen. We did that. We were there. So now it's our time to, well, to have our story told. So here we go. Part one, how to get your story recorded. See, those of us that have the iPhones have one of the greatest voice recording tools out on the market today. It's an application called Voice Memos, and it comes standard on iPhones. If you don't see it, if you don't prominently see it displayed on your iPhone, then all you have to do is activate your Siri and say, "Hey Siri, start Voice Memos." And the app is launched. It does. And if you have not seen it before, well, there's this, once the app is launched, there's this large red circle in the middle top of the screen. And when you're ready to speak, with your finger, touch the red circle, the red button. And then the screen appears, the recording screen appears with a timer running and then the voice bar across the top of that. And the clock is ticking. All of that means is that, well, you are recording, so start talking. Go ahead. It's easy. And then when you're done, press the red square. That was originally the red button or the red circle. Now you can continue recording by pressing the red circle, because as soon as you press the red square, it turns to a circle again. Or, now be careful, because if you press the right, the little triangle that points to the right, then it plays back your recording. And if you press the word done, D-O-N-E, done, a window will appear with the words save voice memo and a white rectangle with the words new recording in it. They'll be right below the save voice memo. And then below that, you have delete and save. Be careful, man. Here we go. Now, if you look where it says new recording, you'll see a blinking vertical line. Now you can use the keypad that's at the bottom of your screen to give this recording a unique name. Once you're set, you know, you can say Dave, and then today's date, 07/04/18. And then you press save, the word save. Remember where it said delete and save, you hit save. Don't hit delete. Do not click on delete, because what that'll do is delete everything and there's no retrieving it. Folks, that's the one thing behind us. There is no retrieving on voice memos. Once it's deleted, it's gone. There's no way of undoing and nothing like that. So as soon as you can, back up your phone or email that recording and send it out. But do something to get it off the phone in case you accidentally deleted it. But So let's continue. There you have it. You've pressed save. You now have your recording of your first of many voice recordings about you, your time in the military, and most of all, your time in Berlin as told by you and not someone else. I'm going to continue this series. There are going to be a couple of others, a couple more. There's like two more. What to do, how to do it on your PC, how to do it on your Android phone, and we'll go from there. Okay, now, because it is parade season, today is technically the last day of parade season. With the 4th of July, it just kind of ends everything, and then we start going off to Hammelburg or Veelflicken or wherever we do, and then we lead right into, that's right, RTEP season. Remember that, RTEP season? So this wraps up, this day typically wrapped up parade season. It was pretty good, and it's in the middle of the week, so it's just kind of like, what do? Do we come back to work on Friday also? But I don't know. Did we? I don't think I experienced it on Wednesdays. I think I experienced it like at the beginning or the end of the week when I was there. And it like dealt with another day or a weekend. So, but if you did, if it was on a Wednesday when you were there, then let me know. I really, truly want to know, because this is pretty interesting how it worked out. Let me see. In 1987, July 4th was on a Saturday. There we go. And 1986, July 4th was on a Friday. There we go. So yeah, there we go. That's what I remember. So that puts it somewhere around 1980 or so, or 82, 83. And if you were there, let me know how it went. What was the deal on 4th of July being on a Wednesday? Okay, so in honor parade season, let's talk about one of our favorite places to parade, and that's the Four Ring. And I was doing some research about the Four Ring and discovered the following from the website secretcitytravel.com. And don't worry, the link will be there on the website, secretcity.com. And it's Berlin, A Road to Hitler's Germania. That's the title. It's, and I'm going to read you the article. It's not that long. It's 400 meters long and 70 meters wide. A huge expanse of asphalt the size of four football pitches. Soccer here in the United States. And although the square has no apparent purpose, it was built as part of Albert Speer's plan to convert Berlin into Germania, a city reconfigured for the Nazi Third Reich. Now named Platz des Vier Juli, the stretch of tarmac was formerly known as the Vierte Ring, or Fourth Ring Road, a name that provides an obvious clue regarding its intended use. Speer planned to create four new highways, providing access to a radically redeveloped German capital. For the first, he decided to make use of the existing streets surrounding the Tiergarten Park. But the three additional routes needed to be constructed almost entirely from scratch. In 1937, the Telefunken Radio and Television Company created a brand new headquarters in the district of Lichtenfelde. And at that same time, a section of motorway was completed in front of the complex in accordance with Speer's scheme. One of the few segments of the road network were ever actually built, it remains in place as a little-known remnant to the proposed Welt-Hauptstadt. If you're curious about its current name, which refers, of course, to the American Day of Independence on 4 July, from 1945 to 1994, the old Telefunken building served as a barracks for the United States Army. The adjoining expanse of tarmac was ideally suited for use as a parade ground, including an annual Independence Day march. The association stuck, and in 1976, the title became official. A road leading nowhere was transformed into Berlin's most surreal plots. That's the article. And there's a couple of little, several images, a Google's satellite image there. So if you get a chance, check that out. And the link, like I said, will be in the show notes. 1952, a parade there in Jeeps. And then a McNair Barracks, BerlinBrigade.com image is posted there, pass and review. Yeah, we all love pass and review. Let's see. Folks, before I wrap this up, I want to invite you to check out former member of the Berlin Brigade, Mark Valley, star of television, stage, screen. He's just about everywhere nowadays. On his new podcast, The Live Drop. He's four episodes, as of this recording, he's four episodes in. I think, if I stand corrected, by the time you hear this, it might just be the fifth episode might be up because it comes out on Thursday. I'm recording on Wednesday. It's on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes real easy. You can go to Spreaker, Spreaker.com/show/the-live-drop, and also on his website, thelivedrop.net. You have all of that. And as always, all links mentioned in this episode will be found at the BerlinBrigade.com website at BerlinBrigade.com/podcast for the exact link to this episode, and then in that page you'll have all of the links. Well, folks, this about wraps it up for episode number 90 episodes and of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please get a hold of me on Twitter at BerlinBrigade, all one word. That's at the @ BerlinBrigade, or by email, dave@BerlinBrigade.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. I am your host, David Garrett. I thank you for your time. I appreciate you for allowing me and the BerlinBrigade.com website to continue being part of your life, your post-Berlin Brigade life. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Instagram under the name Berlin Brigade, all one word. And also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. Berlin Brigade, as always, all one word. Folks, have a happy, safe 4th of July. I hope you had one. And have a safe weekend, and I'll be talking to you real soon. And until next time, Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.